This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist's worst nightmare and the patriot's best friend, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser filling in for the great Alex Jones. As we stand all along the watchtower, keeping an eye out for the globalists, I want to show you guys a series of fun clips. I actually saw this clip for the first time today. Elon Musk channels Alex Jones and John McAfee, fires a 50 caliber rifle from hip at Texas Ranch. Let's run clips 14 and 15.
I like these 50s. My type of gun.
John, you just got done shooting the 50 over there. We're going to put that on the TV show next week. But right now, you've got that 223 M4 Scorpion. You ready to try it out?
Well, yeah, I don't even know it's here compared to the 50 caliber. This feels like a feather.
That's right. You just handheld and shot the heavy 50 over there.
Right. So this is a piece of cake. It's one of my favorite guns. The AR-15 or its equivalent. Some equivalent here.
Yep, M4.
Yep.
All right, buddy, we'll let her rip.
Nice.
All right.
Check this one out.
This has got the aim point sight?
Yes, sir.
God, I love McAfee. I didn't know he was a lefty. Makes sense. A lot of creative people are. There's a sidearm right-handed, though. In slow motion of Elon Musk there firing a 50 from the hip at a Texas ranch. It's hard not to like him, guys. Hard not to like him. Can you imagine any elected leftists posting a video of this? Absolutely amazing. You know, there's a great book you guys should check out called No Domain by Mark Eglinton, who interviewed for hours upon hours McAfee shortly before his death. I highly recommend that you guys check that out. Furious Republicans call for Democrat who pulled fire alarm during crucial shutdown vote to be expelled and prosecuted like a January 6th rioter. Marjorie Taylor Greene spoke on this extensively, but New York Representative Jamal Bowman was allegedly caught on camera pulling the alarm in the Cannon Building, which houses numerous congressional office spaces as lawmakers scrambled to pass a plan to keep the government funded before it ran out of money on Saturday at midnight. You guys can check out the clip of that at band.video. He released a statement in which he claimed that the door marked emergency exit is one he usually takes to get to votes, and says that he thought pushing the big red box that said fire would open it. So he seems to be making up an excuse, making up basically a lie in order to justify his behavior there. And it's probably going to work, because it seems like when politicians lie, they usually get away with it these days. We're going to cut to break. When we come back, we're going to cover more great news. We are going to take calls at the end of the hour, half past the hour mark. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars Platinum, which is back in stock at 25% off. Three pharmaceutical-grade compounds manufactured by one of the leading U.S.-based supplement companies just for our audience. Pain MD 1776 Testosterone Boost and HGH Max Boost 2.0, the latest product from InfoWars Platinum. You can find all these deals and more today at InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the fight against tyranny. Again, the InfoWars Life Trifecta Pack, 40% off sale, ends in 1 week. So make sure you check that out and get DNA Force Plus, the Real Red Pill Plus, and Bodies. Stick with us, folks. Visit InfoWarsStore.com, and we will be back right after this break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser filling in for Alex himself. More COVID news coming in with a really sort of embarrassing attempt to try to make the vaccine look cool. Let's just go straight into clip 8 of Mr. T getting the updated COVID-19 shot.
Hey everybody, this is Mr. G. I'm about to get my COVID vaccine booster shot. I'm in my Skechers. Yes, I do everything in Skechers. Yes, I get healthy in Skechers. You heard me. Get your vaccination booster.
I think it's 310.
I hope this doesn't happen, but how crazy would it be if he just died in 30 days? Dr. Scott Atlas, politicians and doctors still pushing COVID-19 vaccines are a complete disgrace. Former White House coronavirus response advisor Dr. Scott Atlas blasted doctors and politicians who are still shilling for the experimental COVID vaccines and boosters, calling them a complete disgrace. And let's run clip 12 of Biden talking about divergence of opinions.
Things that I also, it doesn't directly relate today, but Arthie and I talked a little bit about it earlier this morning, is that what leaders say matter in terms of people's confidence in things they're not sure about. And one of those areas, you saw what happened with regard to the crisis, health crisis we had that cost us, lost well over 1 million people. And as time began to move on, you had more and more voices saying, no, 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 you don't need to get that shot. You don't need to be engaged. You don't need to. And we have a new strain of COVID now, and we have answers for it. But I just would urge those in public life and both political parties and no political party to be cautious about sometimes inflammatory things you say about this, because people's lives are at stake. And the last piece was when I was vice president, for a slightly different reason, I spent a lot of time going between rural areas and urban areas.
Dr. Scott Atlas goes on to say, I don't know if we've elected the dumbest people in the country to be in charge or what's happening here, but we have a country that now recommends a booster for everyone over 6 months of age, an experimental drug for a virus, particularly children, have no serious risk from, who are healthy, Dr. Atlas told San Diego's KUSI News on Thursday. Meanwhile, the globalists on the other side of things seem to leak a little bit of a confession that the water crisis will succeed in establishing world government where COVID and climate change failed. Let's run clip 13.
That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street, in our city, in our region, in our nation, and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably other times? And hopefully we won't keep failing on the other things, but anyway.
The interesting thing about that to me is if you've watched The Big Short, which had Steve Carell in it and Christian Bale in it, it's based on the true story behind what happened with the housing crisis in 2006 through 2008. Christian Bale portrays Michael Burry, who's a famous investor who famously predicted the housing crisis before it happened and made a bunch of money at his hedge fund for his investors and himself, investing according to that knowledge, that insight. Then at the very end of that movie, Michael Burry, who's sort of this like on the spectrum savant type person, it shows what his investments were in at the time that movie came out. And he was investing heavily in natural water resources after he accurately predicted what would happen with the housing market. So I'm very interested to see what the WEF has cooking, what the globalists have cooking as far as water resources are concerned. Are they going to institute a false shortage, a fake shortage, in order to push us into crisis as a pretext to mitigate our rights even further and take over? I don't know. Meanwhile, mandates are alive and well. Texas College imposes COVID vaccine mandates for students and faculty. The Baylor College of Medicine issued an email declaring that all students, faculty, and employees must receive the new COVID vaccine by the end of November. The email from the Texas-based college sent on September 28th claims the vaccine is an important tool to protect yourself and others from the effects of COVID, despite admitting protection from the previous COVID shot fades over time. An updated COVID vaccine has been approved by the FDA and is now available. The email states a single dose is recommended for individuals 6 months and older. And I believe that the FDA actually only approved this vaccine for people 12 years and older, but there's an emergency use authorization that allows the 6 months and older. So this is really kind of a mischaracterization of what happened. Because protection from prior vaccination fades over time, and this updated vaccine better matches the currently circulating strains, the updated dose is recommended. So there you have it, folks. Mandates are alive and well. We gave our rights away with the pandemic the last time, and now they are gone forever unless we reclaim them. I'm going to open up the phone lines because in the next segment, I think I'm going to start taking calls, at least by half past the hour. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. I want to hear what you think about all of this news that we've been covering tonight, everything that's going on, whether you think they're going to institute a fake water shortage. What do you think is going to happen in 2024? Do you think that they're going to successfully get Trump off the ballot or at least silence him during this campaign? Trump did sue Christopher Steele over the hoax dossier. Finally, this is happening. Zero Hedge reports today. Former President Trump is suing Christopher Steele, the former MI6 spook who assembled the infamous Steele dossier, a collection of fabricated Kremlin-y rumors about Donald Trump, which was funded by Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign via a law firm intermediary and primarily subsourced from a Russian analyst, Igor Danchenko, who was later found not guilty of giving false statements to the FBI, even though these hoax allegations were determined to be false and funded by the Clinton campaign. Why is it? Again, like every time I see stuff like this, it just makes me think of that clip that we showed at the beginning of the show of Joe Biden talking about how we're the extremists coming out against freedom of speech, coming out against freedom of the press, who want to burn books, who are dog whistling to Nazis, despite the fact that the left is the one primarily interested in funding literal Nazis. Why is it that they can get away with doing stuff like this, literally funding misinformation, literally funding disinformation, using the intelligence community and leveraging international relations to formally institute and propagate disinformation? They're the ones that can get away with this, but we need to be censored on social media because freedom of speech is a danger to the truth. Biden's coming out saying that people don't know what to believe anymore because free speech is rampant on X. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is funding fake news of Russian collusion allegations against the Trump administration, and no one has been held accountable for it. And the Clintons fired up the Clinton Foundation again recently in order to support the rebuilding of Ukraine, even though Ukraine is still being invaded and destroyed. It doesn't make any sense to me how these people get away with this. When are we going to stand up and do something? Call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. I want to hear what you think about all this. Do you think that these people are ever going to be held accountable? Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com and get something to help keep us on the air. We need your help, folks. We need you to help us fight against tyranny. Get something for yourself, for your friends, for your family, for your loved ones. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pillen. I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I will be taking your calls for the remainder of the hour. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. First up, let's hear from Name Redacted in New York. You're on the air.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Name Redacted in good. Good. So I'm a healthcare worker, and I work for a major New York medical center. And something that I wanted to bring up is the fact that we just got our flu vaccines, which are mandatory for all employees.
Mm-hmm.
I want to zoom out and give you a little bit of a timeline. The flu vaccine was invented in the 30s, and it was made available to the public through, you know, military testing, et cetera, in 1945. So that means that it's been around for 78 years. So the mandate for employees to get the flu vaccine at this major medical center was October of 2016. Okay. COVID dropped, the pandemic dropped, December of 2019. So up to that point, October of 2016, the flu vaccine had been around for, what is it, 73, 74 years, something like that?
Yeah.
So what are the chances? And at the time, everybody was very confused, like, why are we being mandated to get the flu vaccine? You know, and the excuse was, well, we do no harm to the public, right? So that doesn't make any sense because the amount of traffic that you get in a major medical center is, I mean, all kinds of people are coming in. You know, patients, visitors, first responders, it's like Grand Central Terminal, you know? So What are the chances if you run that through your supercomputer that they mandated a vaccine, which they never had done before in, what, 74 years?
Right.
3 years previous to COVID dropping. It's a titration.
So you think it was a test run to like a proof of concept, to, hey, if we can get this done, then it'll be easier down the road to force other vaccines, and we'll sort of accustom the people that work for us to this sort of mandate?
Yeah, I think it was normalization. I think it was a titration of the normalization. I think it was, incrementalism.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. What are the efficacy rates of the flu vaccine? Isn't it just sort of hit or miss every season anyway?
It's a guess, yeah.
Yeah, and if we didn't use the flu vaccine ever, would it have a negative or positive impact on herd immunity to the flu generally?
That I don't know. It's not exactly my department. I mean, sure. I don't know how you're going to run those numbers, but it just seems utterly impossible to me that having 70 some odd years to do it.
Yep.
All of a sudden you just mandate this vaccine, which everybody was up in arms about, 36 months before the big one hit.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you. I think that's very suspicious and alarming. I wish that we would have noticed that in 2016 when it happened so we could have put a stop to it then. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. I want to hear next from Bart in Florida. Bart, how are you today?
Yeah, I want to talk about the new COVID shot and it's being mandated at universities and why. Because I believe this one's going to be a doozy and they want to sterilize as many young people as possible. Back to you, Chase.
So you think that the COVID vaccines actually sterilize?
Oh, that's what Alex has been telling us. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm interested to hear. Yeah. I think that's a very reasonable take that these vaccines could have alarming effects on things like fertility. Certainly everything else that we've been doing for the last 50 years seems to. I mean, if you just look at the studies, it's not arguable that sperm counts and fertility rates have gone have plummeted. I mean, we're coming to a place where we're entering the movie Children of Men. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie before, but the whole premise of that movie is that nobody can have kids anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the lucky ones, if they just get sterilized, they're going to be the lucky ones.
Yeah. Well, obviously the left is pro-sterilization because that is their suggested response to the whole trans issue. I mean, if you actually think about what the left deems to be healthcare and just and righteous and compassionate for transgender people beginning at the ages of 12 or however little they are, what they recommend is mass sterilization. And we're the Nazis, right? So somebody's transgender or they show symptoms of perhaps being transgender, you know, even prior to puberty, and the left says, okay, what we need to do is we need to sterilize these people regardless of what their parents say because they've demonstrated these symptoms. That's mass sterilization because you can't go through transition without being sterilized. Whether you're going from female to male or male to female, your fertility is just shot. You're screwed, right? And so that's what the left says. Mass sterilize all of the trans people. That is the compassionate move. And I wouldn't be surprised one bit if these vaccines, even if these vaccines specifically don't impact fertility, which I'm not saying they don't, but even if they don't, these mandates set the stage for other products, other vaccines, other medications, other procedures down the road to be mandated that would force depopulate. Thank you so much for your call, Bart. I do appreciate it. Let's hear from Corn Pop in Maine. Corn Pop, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Can you hear me all right?
You sound great.
All right. Hey, yeah, so the first thing I wanted to say about the vaccine is if a new breaking thing that just came out was that the vaccine was actually produced by the U.S. military and was thrown labels on it by Pfizer and all that, and that was actually under the Trump administration.
That's very interesting. Well, we know that Operation Warp Speed was under the Trump administration, so there's no doubt about it that these vaccines were catalyzed and created under his presidency. Do you think that makes him responsible for it, or do you think that's just like an oversight?
No. So the reason why I'm bringing that up is because of a report that was actually done by Greg Reese, where he said that a lot of the vaccines were failing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm possibly throwing out there that maybe under the Trump administration, because if you remember when he actually talked about other remedies, hydroxychloroquine,
yeah,
ivermectin, what happened to him?
He got shut down.
He got shut down. So maybe all the vaccines under the Trump administration were failing, and now this new vaccine is the death jet.
Mm.
Just, you know, not being a conspiracy theorist, just maybe throwing that out there. But what I really wanted to talk about was 2024. What I think is going to happen in 2024, I think with Trump being indicted for the election of 2020, how do you finally present evidence that he has had that has, well, you can call it classified, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How do you finally present that to the public in court? So I think that no matter what, I don't think we're going to have an election in 2024. I think they're going to try to shut it down. I think that Trump has been saying, he's been telling us for the longest time, what happens when you steal the diamonds? The diamonds have to be returned. I think we're going to get our 4 years back. I think Trump has been telling us this for a while. If you look at his new hat, even on his new hat, it says 45-47. It doesn't say 45 and through and 47. It says 45 through 47.
Trump, I haven't seen that. That's awesome.
Trump also came out in his last speech, and he said something about a second term. You know, and he's talking about what's going on right now, how he wouldn't want to claim it as his second term. But this term was to awaken the American people.
Very
interesting. Finally show them what is going on.
Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back with more calls in the next segment. Make sure you call on 877-789-2539. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Fighting the good fight in the info war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Chase Geisar. We'll be taking your calls for the rest of the hour. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539 if you haven't called in yet. First off, I want to take William in Arkansas. William, what's on your mind?
I want to go over. Are you there?
Yep, you sound great.
Yeah. I want to go over the understanding of contamination, cross-contamination, the three types of technique when you're dealing with healthcare. You've got the basic clean technique, soap and water. You've got disinfectant, which is just a simple disinfectant. A sterile field has to be totally free of all microorganisms. Those are three different techniques. If you throw a piece of tool equipment, a dirty glove from one area to the other, you have cross-contaminated those fields from a clean to an aseptic to a sterile field. When you're in the operating room, and I spent 24 years in the operating room, I've been a nurse since 86, I learned all this in the in the Army, Fort Sam Houston, in 84. I'm working off of education from a long time ago just for this subject matter. I'm not a virologist or a microbiologist, but every time you turn on an autoclave, you are sterilizing things. I can break it down. I can break it all the way down to the DNA inside of a spore. A spore has a hard shell around it, right? And I don't have time for all that. There's not an hour to do that. It's not an education seminar.
Sure.
But the literal rules in the operating room, let's say you're doing a total hip or a total joint. You keep the door shut once the patient's in the room. Bones have a high propensity to become infected. Once they do, it's hard to get rid of it. You don't take a dirty mop handle, a mop head, from one room to the next. That's cross-contamination. But yet, the governor, what's-his-face, Cuomo, it was in New York, and all these idiots all over the country, every doctor knows this. Every surgeon knows this. Every healthcare provider knows this. You have cross-contaminated sick people into nursing homes. It's real basic. Now, I don't have a PhD. I'm not a dean at Harvard. I'm not head of the local county health, commission. If I were to take a bloody sponge from one room to the next and squeeze it on the floor and then argue with management that I didn't contaminate that next room, I mean, it's just stupidity, you know? Maybe I can be pregnant, too. Does it sound like I can be pregnant? So, what's going on is just blatant ignorance in front of our face. The other thing I want to comment is on the colony that up northeast of Houston. I was raised all in that area. That's going to contaminate the Sheldon Water District area. The people that are receiving water down there in Galena Park area, along the ship channel and all that, Federal Road, I'm just mentioning that so you people know I know the area very well. And that's where all that water goes. There's a canal runs right through the San Jacinto Community College down into that whole water treatment facility that's there in Galena Park. Right? And all that water that's going in there in a few years is going to be so nasty and contaminated it'd be like Flint, Michigan. You heard it first. You're on Alex Jones.
Well, thank you so much for your call. I do appreciate it. Let's hear next from Jay in Kentucky. Jay, what's on your mind?
Sky. The sky's on my mind. No, I'm just kidding. you're doing a good job. I buy all the products there, and I'm waiting on some shirts. And anyways, I'm in the middle of a transition right now. I went from the middle class to get a divorce, and now I'm in the poor class.
So. I'm sorry to hear that, man. You'll get through it.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed out. But the good news is my brain's still functioning, and I'm a little disturbed to see that some people, they don't know how to use the Internet, and they're not paying attention, and that Mr. T character, I always loved Mr. T, you know?
Yeah,
and
when ever since he was in Pee Wee Herman, that, man.
like even Pee Wee Herman was kind of funny, you know?
Yeah.
And he was, anyways, but that they give him that damn shot, and geez, Louise, how can he not know what's going on with all the information here on the program and other programs? I sat with a couple of drivers in a Santa Fe lounge there, and they were in military. And we were talking about, I was wearing Alex Jones Was Right shirt. I spread the word all the time. I got all their shirts, all your shirts. And he's like, oh, Alex Jones is too much for me. But he knew all the commercials, and he knew all the Greg Reese reports. But he's a Joe Rogan fan. But some people, he's over the top. And this other military guy, who's Alex Jones? And the guy tried to explain to him, and I gave him the website. And people, I'm surprised people aren't as awake as they need to be. And I want to say, as for Owen, I'm 59 years old. I don't have a whole lot to lose. And with the proper instructions from the proper general, and I don't know who that general is going to be, we could set up a line of armed minutemen to say, you want this guy? You come get him through this line of armed military men in front of the jail. And really, I'm surprised that people aren't up with their arms demanding to release the January 6th people. I mean, give me the sign and I'm on my way. I mean,
yeah, I'm with you. Because, I'm with you, man. I feel frustrated too. I was thinking about this earlier today because you know we don't call for violence on this network, and I was thinking to myself like, man, like I'm surprised that we've gotten to a point in this country where no one's organized any violence, and I'm not advocating it. I'm just surprised that it hasn't happened. And I think the right thing to do is violence once civil disobedience thinks exhausted, and we haven't even begun to engage in civil disobedience, right? We saw with the civil rights revolution, that whole movement, the civil disobedience worked. They would sit in at restaurants that sought to divide people or not allow people of color, right? They would sit in, they would do it anyway, they'd get arrested. And that worked. And so what we have to be thinking about is ways in which we can engage in civil disobedience. So, okay, if you're going to arrest January 6th protesters, then I, as a small business owner, am not going to pay federal taxes. And you can arrest me if you want. I'm not going to do anything violent. But I am not going to write a check to the government. Or if you're going to fund actual Nazis, enemies of America, literally enemies of America, the Nazis, if you're going to fund them in Ukraine, then I am not going to pay federal income tax. That's the kind of stuff that we need to be doing. It's painful. It's hard. People have to risk things like having assets seized or being arrested. But that's the step you take before you just show up with an AR-15. Now, same thing with the border. I can't believe that no one in Texas hasn't organized some sort of a militia to just go say, hey, if you're not going to protect the border, we'll do it. And it would be very tempting for me to volunteer for something like that, frankly, to be honest with you. And I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but that would be the type of thing that I'm surprised hasn't happened. And if it were to happen, I would seriously consider it. But the same thing goes, like civil disobedience first. Those are my thoughts on it. What do you think?
I agree 100%. I mean, I just can't believe that this country has fallen. I mean, it's,
yeah.
And we really need real generals, real people to stand up and say, we're gonna form over here a militia, and we're gonna do just like you said, go to the border, really we just need to go to the Pentagon and just start tearing all these bureaucrats out of these offices and say you're done, and stop all this money going over to the Ukraine. I mean, it's in the House and in the Senate. They're a bunch of criminals. This is worse than the mafia.
100%. Thank you so much for your call. I do appreciate it. We do have to cut to a break here in about a minute. So I want to take this opportunity to talk about Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is back in stock at 25% off. It's the platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulas, and it has returned after being out of stock for months. There's no better time to make sure that you're boosting your natural systems and getting your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. And with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is back in stock at 25% off. We don't live in a perfect world. Our diets no longer contain everything that we need. Instead of spending huge amounts of time and money to do so, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is here to help. This product contains vitamin C, D, E, and B12, B12 being one of my personal favorites, calcium, magnesium. Magnesium is great for your brain. Zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, and many more vital nutrients. In this time of need, it's especially crucial that we're giving our bodies what they need to function at optimum health. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get some for yourself or a loved one.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com.
only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with the trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser filling in for the great Alex Jones. We are going to be taking calls for this segment before the Sunday Night Live broadcast in the next hour. Next up, who do I want to talk to? Let's hear from Jefferson in Virginia.
Happy Sunday, Chase.
Happy Sunday, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just confused by these medical professionals that just accept the notion that they can get a flu vaccine every year mandated for them. How do you have any idea what's in anything that's being injected in you anymore? Why would you trust them to not put in the injection whatever they want to put in it?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons that we haven't given our kids the flu shot, and I don't think we're going to do it anyway, ever. But one of the reasons that we haven't done it is because it's like, how do we know that the COVID vaccine isn't just laced in it? How do we know that it's not laced with COVID vaccine?
Right, they're putting mRNA in your food now and you don't know it. But when it comes to the emergency use authorization for this latest so-called booster, how do they get an emergency use authorization when there are therapeutics on the market that they admit are therapeutic, like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or monoclonal antibodies? If they know what kind of antibody they're trying to create with this new booster, then they know how to create that monoclonal antibody and use that as a therapeutic. So we've completely forgotten about Regeneron and how that was an effective therapeutic the last time. So there should be no emergency use.
Well, and the emergency use authorization just applies to people 6 months old up to 12 years old, right? They had to do that to get the very young demographic, and that's the demographic that's least vulnerable to the actual virus itself. It's not an emergency for that age range.
Right. But they're trying to sterilize people, and you not realize you're sterilized until 20 years from now when you actually try to have children and can't. That's what they're counting on, is that most people aren't trying to have children anyway. If you vaccinate a six-year-old, she's not going to try to have kids for 16 years or more. That's when you find out you're sterile.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a slow kill of the population without us knowing it's going on. So they get away with it before we actually find out what they've done to us.
Yep, 100%. And just the amount of cowardice that it takes to be convinced that the right thing to do is to give your infants a COVID vaccine is just beyond me. Because if you do just 2 seconds worth of research, even the government published research, you'll see that like less than 2,000 kids or something like that under the age of 12 months old have been victims of COVID. And that number is even questionable, right? Because these kids might have had COVID, but they might have also had leukemia, but they got marked as a COVID death. So the fact that you're so afraid of this virus that you're going to inject this substance into your kids because you think that it's safer to do that than it is to allow them to have the virus is just totally beyond me. And frankly, the fact that we trust these pharmaceutical companies at all after all the things that they have done over the years that have clearly been lethal is beyond me. If you look at what happened in the 80s, I talked about it with Alex when I was a guest on this show. I've talked about it a number of times on my own podcast. I'm a type A severe hemophiliac. I have a bleeding disorder, and I have to take injections in order to clot. Otherwise, my joints cripple, and I bleed internally to death. My life expectancy without medicine is 11 years. And in the 80s, the way they treated hemophilia before they developed new medicines was they would do blood transfusions and they would create synthetic medicine using blood donors. And the pharmaceutical companies knew 4 years, while Fauci was involved in leadership, mind you, that the blood products they were using to create the medicine for hemophiliacs contained HIV and hepatitis, and estimates of up to 10,000 hemophiliacs in the United States alone. It's a very rare condition. Up to 10,000 of them died of AIDS in the 80s because the drug companies did not tell the mothers of these children that they were injecting their kids with HIV. This is documented. This is not disputed. There were lawsuits over this. There were settlements over this in the 90s. And they knew 4 years these drugs were contaminated. They gave them to parents unwittingly to inject into their children because their thought process was it was better to die of AIDS than it was to die of hemophilia, which was not their decision to make. And then once they got caught for it, what did they do with their inventory? Well, it was illegal to sell the inventory here in the United States once they got caught for it, but they had all this backlog of inventory to sell, so they sold it to third world countries. So they sold the contaminated products overseas to countries that did not outlaw it or had not yet outlawed it, knowing that it would contaminate and infect thousands of hemophiliacs all over the world with HIV and hepatitis, which of course becomes AIDS and kills them. And so we're supposed to trust that the government and these pharmaceutical companies actually care about our health? They only care about the bottom line. They only care about power. These mandates have nothing to do with saving lives. They only have to do with making tremendous amounts of money and empowering the government in a greater and greater way until you have no rights left. They do not care about you, folks. All of the world's genocides, mass murders have been committed by governments. The government doesn't care about you because no one in the government actually feels responsible for what the government does. These institutions are so large, like Enron or something, where if they're doing something unethical, no individual entity within that organization actually feels responsible for the unethical thing being done. Oh, you know, I'm a member of the Nazi Party, but I'm just a guard, so it's not my fault that these people are being gassed because I'm just a guard. But everybody plays a small part in this corruption, but offloads all of the guilt or accountability to other people. So these organizations, once they reach this size, like these pharmaceutical companies, like the government, they get to a point where they do incredibly evil things, but no individual within these organizations actually feels responsible or culpable for the evil that's being done. Right? It's like American taxpayers. You probably pay your taxes. I've certainly paid taxes in the past. Do any of you feel responsible for the Nazis being funded in Ukraine? Probably not, because you're being forced to do it. Well, I'm telling you, if you pay taxes, you are partially responsible for the fact that Nazis are being funded in Ukraine. Next call, Alan, California. Alan, what's on your mind?
Chase, you there?
Yep, I can hear you.
Wonderful. First of all, you're doing a very scholarly type of style, and I like it a lot.
Thank you.
And kind of funny, I called in on the one topic. You asked a question, and I have an answer for you. But then you got into all this vaccine stuff and all the medical industry. I actually retired out of the health insurance industry here in the California, which really drives a lot of it. And the bottom line, a couple things. Number one, after 30 years in the health industry, just put it this way, the health insurance companies don't want you healthy.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of a, it's like anything with government or big corporations. They want you sick. They want you having chronic diseases because they make more money. Not only do the health, not only does the pharmaceutical companies and all the big medical groups make more money, but the insurance companies make more money. And here's how it works. I don't want to take up all your time. I know we're limited.
It's okay. Go
but
ahead.
Here's the big, here's the biggest part. The, especially, and Obama put this into overdrive with the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, you know, obviously backwards named. Because they put in that whole factor of the insurance companies could only make 10% profit on the health insurance contract, meaning they had to pay out 90% of all the money that was being paid into them by all the consumers and into health care. Excuse me, they had to reimburse for medical procedures and in prescription drugs, okay? So they were only allowed to have 10% across the top. That's what that law change did, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, you're a smart enough guy, you know some math. Would you rather have 10% of $100,000 a year, which is only 10 grand? Or would you rather have 10% of a
million? The more expensive healthcare becomes, the more they can crank the premiums, which means the greater volume of profits that they make.
And the bigger profit for them. So, you know, I've been telling people this for years.
I mean, so screwed up. It's infuriating.
You know, they go, oh, no, they don't want me to go. I said, it's the opposite. They want you to go to the doctor. They want you to get more prescriptions because then they get to turn around because every health insurance company has to justify their rates to all the 50 states and or the federal government when it comes to Medicare. So then that way they can go to the Medicare, if it's a federal Medicare program, or the different states and say, well, we got to raise our rates 25% because look at all the utilization.
Yep.
And then, of course, the regulators
it's a conflict
go,
of interest.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's, but it's a circle. So
yep.
That's what they're doing. And one last thing, one of the other and all the prior callers with comments and the nurses and stuff and they're right on the spot. But here's the funny other quirky thing, and God just puts me in weird places in my life, my entire life. He's blessed me tremendously. My brother-in-law happens to be an actuary in the big health insurance industry for decades. I'm on the marketing side. See, I saw this because I saw marketing with the sales with the premiums going up. And by the way, my commissions were going up too, okay? But I saw the premiums getting ridiculous where people couldn't afford it. But my brother-in-law's on the actuary side. So the point is, he's in the corporate side, and it comes back to that guy who said, you know, I don't understand how doctors and these people are taking the vaccinations. In the corporate side, he was getting a hefty well, he still does. He's getting a hefty salary from these corporations to do all this stuff, and they mandate him and his wife, and they're in their late 50s and early 60s, to get vaccinations. But see, he still has that cognitive dissonance. He thinks the health insurance company is doing a good thing.
Yeah, well, people don't even understand the depths of the corruption, the conflicts of interest that exist in our country today. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for tuning in. And make sure you stay tuned for the rest of the Sunday Night Live show and visit InfoWarsStore.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.